Better Together, a product of Californian Beverages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speeds on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
The Hot FM main news.
Peter Sinkamba says poverty has increased under UPND's four-year rule. Inflation drops to 12.6% in August. And three children among 14 killed in major Russian attack on Kiev. These are your top stories at 12 hours.
The Hot FM News with Monique Matipa.
Good afternoon. Here's the news in detail. Green Party leader Peter Sinkamba says poverty levels in the country have increased during the UPND administration's 4 years in power, calling it a clear indication that it is failing to deliver meaningful change. Speaking on Thursday's edition of the Hot Seat program, Mr. Sinkamba has stated that poverty reduction is a key measure of a government's effectiveness. He has pointed to countries with larger populations, such as China, that have successfully managed to reduce poverty through well-planned strategies. Mr. Sinkamba has further accused the UPND of misleading the public with claims of progress, stating that there are no tangible results to show for their time in office.
If you look at the statistics, poverty has gone up, okay? Gone up in the last 4 years, okay? And that is a key indicator as to whether you are really working as government. Because, you know, we have countries where poverty has been reduced from 67, for example, China, in 1990. And at the time, Zambia poverty was 65. China poverty was at 67. Today, China is at 0.5% poverty, extreme poverty level, while Zambia has remained in the 60s. So meaning that you are not achieving, and you are not achieving because you don't understand what needs to be done.
Meanwhile, Mr. Sinkamba has criticized government for what he described as a dishonest and unfair approach in handling matters concerning late former President Edgar Lungu's funeral.
If government was honest, if government was genuine, if government was inclusive, if government was able to read the game, who is able to speak that summit and yield results, they would have known that the best team is Tonse. And I'm saying Tonse because PF, there are a lot of factions there, you understand? So those factions there would create a problem for government to engage. But Tonse Alliance, which was his final association of comfort when he was still alive, that would have been the leadership that would have helped out.
The Center for Family Health Research in Zambia, CFHRZ, has revealed that 70% of single mothers in Lusaka and Ndola engage in condomless sex, contributing to a high prevalence of HIV infections within this group. Speaking during a media engagement on adolescent girls and young women research in Lusaka, CFHRZ site director Dr. William Kilembe said the findings are part of a decade-long study conducted from 2012 to 2022. Dr. Kilembe has added that the study also found that 39% of female sex workers had never experienced gender-based violence, a statistic that provides a nuanced view of the challenges faced by key populations. He has noted with concern that despite ongoing counseling efforts, the rate of HIV infections among single mothers continues to surpass that of couples.
So when we looked at the baseline STI, and this really sort of pivots with my earlier presentation on Zambia, here both the 35 by the South and the dollar, we had 400 participants in Southern Ndola about. You see that chlamydia, which we saw in the other slide, is about 10%, maybe about 10, 12% if you compare both of them, and gonorrhea, which is here, about 6%, really relates to what we saw. So things haven't changed. Between 2012 and 2017 and 2023 to 2025, the proportions are still the same.
The Lusaka City Council, LCC, has shut down the Park Emperor complex, located along Lumumba Road, opposite Komesa Market, citing various violations of public health regulations. LCC Assistant Public Relations Manager Nyambe Wulumba said the closure follows the discovery that the complex, home to over 70 restaurants and businesses, was operating with only one functional toilet. He has explained that the single facility was grossly inadequate for the number of tenants and daily patrons and was discharging raw sewage directly into the Lumumba drainage system. Mr. Wulumba has added that the council took action after receiving multiple complaints from the public, and a subsequent inspection by the Public Health Department confirmed widespread environmental contamination linked to the complex.
The Lusaka City Council has closed down Park Imperial Complex along Lumumba Road opposite Komesa Market due to, you know, gross violations of public health regulations. The complex, which houses over 70 restaurants and various other businesses, was found to have only one functional, you know, toilet facility, a situation deemed highly inadequate given, you know, the number of business operators around that premises and also, you know, daily the patrons or customers, if you like. Further, the same toilet was observed to be, you know, discharging sewage, including fecal matter and contaminated water, directly into the Lumumba main drainage system, you know, posing a serious threat to public health. They also, you know, did not have, you know, proper solid waste management systems in place.
Government says it is considering getting investors for building ships locally to reduce the cost of marine transport. Speaking during a working visit in Pulungu district in Northern Province, Minister of Transport and Logistics Frank Tayali, who was checking on infrastructure at Mpulungu Port, operated by Mpulungu Harbour Corporation Limited, said there is need to have ships built locally. He told Mpulungu Harbour Board and Management that Zambia is facing stiff competition from neighbouring countries that are already building their vessels locally. Mr. Tayali said he will propose to the Ministry of Finance in the 2026 national budget to zero-rate importation of equipment and materials needed for building ships and other marine vessels.
We need to perhaps propose to the Minister of Finance. I think that this is an imperative. I am aware of our neighbors, Tanzania, moving faster than furious in that regard, and that they're working on two ships that they may be launching. Better late than never. And so I think that in the next budget cycle, I shall be proposing to the Minister of Finance that we do this and see how we can attract.
And Mpulungu Harbour Board Chairperson Felistens Nchumonya said upgrading the harbour will enhance capacity and increase interest among business entities.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
In business news, Zambia's annual rate of inflation for August 2025 has slowed to 12.6%, down from 13% recorded in July 2025. Speaking during the dissemination of the monthly bulletin, Zambia Statistics Agency Acting Statistician General Sheila Mudenda said the decline indicates that, on average, prices of goods and services increased by 12.6% between August 2024 and August 2025. Ms. Mudenda has attributed the slowdown to price movements in both food and non-food items. She has noted that annual food inflation declined to 14.9% from 15.3% in July 2025, driven by reduced prices in items